Interviews are fantastic.
On the radio.
You heard the radio.
The radio still works.
Can I turn on the radio?
Turn the radio on.
How did you get on the radio?
Oh, don't worry about that.
It's time for somebody to do something.
Come on, do it.
Do something. You're right. 609, you got Rick, you got Fatty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Happy Friday. Another chance at $1,000 coming up here in just a little bit. We're super excited because tonight Cole Swindell, of course, is in the Tri-Cities. And we'll be talking with Cole a little bit later on this morning.
Awesome.
It's going to be awesome. And we're super excited about that. Also a chance at that $1,000 with Moolah the Cash Cow. Yesterday was $10,000. We've not announced that winner yet, but once we get that information on who that winner is, somebody's getting $10,000. Today, it's going to be $1,000. Our first code dropping down at 8:20 this morning. Let's get your day started. We're going to work on some Facebook fun for you, other people's problems, Nashville news, and we've got tickets to the Haunted House. More details about that on the way.
Okay.
You got Rick and Patty. Good morning. 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Get ready, Tri-Cities. It's the Pet Overpopulation Prevention Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, Saturday, October 18th from 11 to 3 at McCurley Subaru. Come meet adorable, adoptable dogs in the Subaru Dog Park and sweet cats in the garage. Enjoy half-off adoptions all day, local food vendors, pet-friendly shopping, and even a pet dress-up contest where the winner scores a mini detailing from McCurley Subaru. Don't miss your chance to bring home your new best friend and enjoy a fun-filled day for the entire family. The Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, October 18th at McCurley Subaru. Supported by McCurley Subaru, ASPCA. Committed to pets, families, and our community. Hello, Dylan Scott. Boys back home. 620, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD, 55 degrees. Very mild right now. I love it. Getting into work this morning, just so mild and nice. Cloudy skies for you, and today's high going to be about 75. When we get into the weekend, though, going to drop into the 60s. So, welcome to almost fall, I guess. We call that almost fall here in the Tri-City.
Almost winter.
I know. It's crazy.
Uh-oh.
It's crazy how it's going. I know, daylight saving time coming to an end. It's just crazy how it's around the corner for us. Chance at $1,000. That's on the way still this morning. Plus, we'll talk with Cole Swindell, who is tonight right there at the Toyota Center. Very excited about him coming to town. And we'll talk, just see what's going
Priscilla
on.
Priscilla Block, too.
I know. It's going to be good. So
great show.
Yeah, we'll be talking with Cole about the big show tonight at the Toyota Center. Looking forward to seeing all you guys out there tonight. All right. Facebook fun to get the day started. Here you go. And what are the best and worst candies to pass out at Halloween? So I always thought the best was the full-size bars of candy.
Full-size bar, anything full-size,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
Reese's or Hershey's.
Kit Kat, yeah. Almond Joys, any of that. And then the worst, I was thinking about, what is it called, Circus Peanuts? What's those?
I don't mind those. I love those.
You like those.
Yeah, I think they get a bad rap.
Does candy corn get a bad rap?
Oh, you can keep your candy corn. I'm not a fan.
Or
raisins.
I think what's funny, what's changed when we were kids, people would actually give you an apple when you were a kid. Nowadays, they don't even, you know, it's like they just...
Well, you always hear the story, too, about the razor blades in the apples.
And I'm going to clarify right now for you, right now, this is 100% true. There has never been any documented case where there was
razor blades in the apples.
In the apple. We were, of course, kids terrified about that. But there has never
been... That's all you heard about.
That's all you ever heard about. But it's never... There's been never any...
No documented case.
And the cool thing about it is I believe if you go to the fire department, they'll check out all your candy, too. Like, the firefighters are really super cool that way. So, best and worst candies, of course, we're going to go full-size bars of anything. You got it. Hershey's, Reese's, any of that. And then I'm going to put candy corn up there. Going to put...
My neighbors used to always... Remember the Charleston Chew?
Yes.
I love those.
Those are good. I did not care for the Boston baked beans.
Oh, I love those.
You do? It's kind of a weird... For me, it's a weird taste. So Boston baked beans. See, I'm jogging your memory on something.
I like... And lemon heads. Remember those?
Oh, yeah. See, yeah.
Red Hots.
Yeah, those are all great.
Here's a candy I never liked. Dots.
You don't like dots?
I do not.
See, it's like I could live without lemon heads. I could live without the Red Hots. But
you like your dots.
I like the dots. Yeah.
Remember Jujubes?
Yeah, remember those two? And then there was Mike and I love Mike and Ike. So
yeah
I like Mike and Ike's. I like the flavored one. The
hot tamales.
I like the fruit one more than I like the weird was there, there's the orange.
They're not tamales.
No, there's the pink and orange one of Mike and Ike's. I don't know. What, yeah, those are weird. I don't know what those are, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the fruity ones of it rather than that.
Because they're like licorice.
Yeah. Oh, is black that what, licorice. That's what yeah. they are. Yeah. Okay. So there you go. Let's jog you down memory lane. What are the best and worst candies to pass out at Halloween? That is our Facebook fun. Chime in on it. Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
It's Mackenzie Porter thinking about you at 635, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD and time for some Nashville news.
Let's get into it, Rick. Luke Combs is sharing the details for his 2026 headlining tour. On Thursday morning, he confirmed that his 16-show My Kind of Saturday Night tour is going to be hitting eight countries. The trek will also feature appearances from special guests on select dates, including Dierks Bentley, The Script, and Thomas Rhett, and many more. Combs is going to be kicking things off on March 21st in Sin City, Las Vegas. The tour concludes with a date in London on August 1st. Tickets for My Kind of Saturday Night tour on sale on October 17th. Meanwhile, Alabama. Wow, there's a group we haven't heard from in a long time, right? Alabama being awarded for their songwriting during the 8th Annual Nashville Songwriter Awards. The band received the Chris Christopherson Lifetime Achievement Award. The trophy recognizes their almost 50 years of songwriting. Really? Randy Owens was present to accept the award on behalf of his bandmates and said, being honored for our contributions as songwriters is the most welcome accomplishment in the world. Reba McEntire is announcing a 30th anniversary edition of her covers album, Starting Over. The new version has been expanded to feature three songs, one previously unreleased, and two that were available on other releases that didn't appear on the original album. The upcoming vinyl release has 13 tracks. Starting Over, 30th Anniversary Edition, is coming out on January 23rd. And finally, this one's big, Tim McGraw is announcing a four-night run at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas. Tim McGraw, live in Las Vegas, is taking place on December 4th, 6th, 12th and the 13th. The shows will give fans a chance to see Tim perform a set list of songs that span over 30 years of his career. Just so you know, tickets are available now through Ticketmaster. Those are your trending headlines.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Get ready, Tri-Cities. It's the Pet Overpopulation Prevention Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, Saturday, October 18th from 11 to 3 at McCurley Subaru. Come meet adorable, adoptable dogs in the Subaru Dog Park and sweet cats in the garage. Enjoy half-off adoptions all day, local food vendors, pet-friendly shopping, and even a pet dress-up contest where the winner scores a mini detailing from McCurley Subaru. Don't miss your chance to bring home your new best friend and enjoy a fun-filled day for the entire family. The Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, October 18th at McCurley Subaru. Supported by McCurley Subaru, ASPCA. Committed to pets, families, and our community. Patty, nice day for us. 55 degrees, cloudy skies. Getting super excited because Cole Swindell is going to be checking in with us in here in just a couple minutes or so. And we'll be talking about new music, talking about the tour, talking about coming.
He's got a big old show tonight.
Got a big show tonight here in the Toyota Center in the Tri-Cities. And we're super excited to be welcoming Cole Swindell to the Tri-Cities, and we'll talk with him in just a little bit. Plus, guess what we're going to do, Patty?
What are we going to do, Rick?
We're going to, while we talk to Cole, we're going to be playing some of his biggest hits, too. So there's, okay. It's going to be awesome. Love that. So there's so many great songs. I was thinking about how many great songs I love from Cole Swindell. Ain't Worth the Whiskey is always going to be my song.
Is that yours?
That's my big one. That's for Cole Swindell. But you got Single Saturday Night, You Should Be Here, She Had Me at Heads Carolina. And
that's mine.
The list goes. The list goes on and on and on. Let me see. What else we got? Hope You Get Lonely Tonight. Love You Too Late. Chilling It. Middle of a Memory. Hope You Get Lonely Tonight. Flatliner. Man, Break Up in the End.
There's so many.
I know. Let Me See You Girl. I mean, the list goes on and on for Cole Swindell. So we can't play all those songs, but we'll do our very best to get a bunch of Cole Swindell songs in for you this morning as we talk with Cole. And big concert tonight at the Toyota Center. Now, if you got the KORD mobile app, of course, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 coming up in just a little bit. And I posted it for you yesterday.
What?
Something very interesting, that there might be a new traffic light color. And I know white is not technically a color because it's the absence.
You mean like
Yeah, so right now we have red, green, yep,
yellow.
Right, yep, yep. They're thinking white. Okay. And you know why? I'll tell you why.
No.
Automated vehicles. We really are the Jetsons, or getting to be the Jetsons. So they're looking at making a light white that, of course, will tell the automated vehicles what they're doing or what they can do. So pretty fascinating. You can read about that. And also the air quality. Air quality is still pretty bad around these parts, especially on the west side.
Because of the fires.
Yep. You can get more details about that and more. Got it all posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
Combs guy for that. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with a chance at $1,000 coming up at 8:20. Another chance to walk away with that $1,000 if you've got the KORD mobile app.
You better have the KORD mobile app, because on Thursdays, I heard it's $10,000.
It is $10,000. And we just have about a week and a day or so left in the contest. So get that $1,000, get that $10,000 from us when you got the KORD mobile app. Well, if you're a huge fan of Cole Swindell, Cole's calling in just a little bit. We'll talk with him about new music, the tour, and, of course, being here tonight in the Tri-Cities with Priscilla Block. Super excited about that. So we'll talk with Cole in just a little bit. Before we get to that, though, it's Other People's Problems this morning. And it's being brought to you by our friends at Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. Hang on a second.
I know.
Computers
I
have
it.
To update. Hang on. Why is this not updating? All right. We're going to come back. We'll come back here because I don't see it updated.
Yeah, I don't have it. I don't have it. So I'm like,
Did we get distracted and chit-chatty? And no, I thought I put it up there. So, all right. We're going to come right back. We'll get it up there. And, of course, Other People's Problems on the way. Thank you for app chatting this. We just have to get it over to the Facebook. It's 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
The Rick and Patty in the morning. I think that is Cole Swindell. They're on line one. Hello.
What's up?
Yeah, Cole Swindell.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. How are y'all?
Oh, we're super excited, of course, talking with you. We're super excited for the big show in Kennewick Toyota Center, October 10th. I got to say, Cole, you are one of my favorite performers of all time. I just have to put it out there before we even start the interview.
Oh, man.
Ain't Worth the Whiskey is one of my favorite songs. That's in my top 10 of all time.
Dude, thank you so much. That means the world, and the first comment, too. I appreciate that, man. I'm excited for the show and to have all this new music in the set, and I hope everybody comes out.
Well, a lot of people don't realize, and don't misquote me on this, but weren't you Luke Bryan's merch guy, and then you pitched Roller Coaster, and then it kind of steamrolled.
Yeah, I mean, that's at the time I wrote Roller Coaster, I was already off the road, but I did. Yeah, that's kind of my first job when I got to Nashville, was slinging his t-shirts and trying to, you know, kind of learning the business from that side, writing songs when I could.
We found
97 KORD. That's the song that put Cole Swindell on the map. Roller Coaster, Luke Bryan's version of that. He does his own version in concert. We're talking with Cole Swindell this morning. He's going to be at the Toyota Center tonight. And more of our conversation next on 102.7 KORD. This morning. Well, can you give us a good backstory? Because let's take one of your favorite songs. Pick out one of your favorite songs and give us a behind-the-song story about one of your favorite songs. So you pick the song and you tell us the backstory.
All right. Wow. I guess I'll go with You Should Be Here. I was in Foxborough, Gillette Stadium, where the New England Patriots play. And I was opening, obviously, for Luke Bryan that year. I can't remember exactly. It was 14. I don't remember exactly what year it was. But we were there, and Ashley Gourley, who's like the GOAT of songwriting, was happened to be out writing, and he was checking out the show. Well, and this was, you know, a little bit after I'd lost my dad, and he went inside to film a video to send back to his daughter, you know, that there was a stage set up in a huge football stadium, and he just texted her, "You should be here." And he said it like dawned on him that'd be a cool idea for a song. And so while he's thinking that, I'm thinking about obviously my dad, and it just kind of, me and him sat down and wrote that song in probably a couple hours, and I don't know, man. It's just the reaction, the stories I've heard over the years, and to know that song's helped people. And, you know, I always say my dad, I wish everybody could have met him. He was the best. I hope, you know, they get to see a little bit of him and me. And but that song is just, you know, it's the people sharing their stories as well. I hope they know that it's helped me, you know, just as much as the song's helped them. So that one was written, outside of a football stadium, and definitely probably the most impactful song of my career.
It's perfect outside, it's like God let me dial up the weather. Got the whole crew here, I ain't seen some of them in forever. It's one of those never forget it, better stop and take it in kind of scenes. Everything's just right, yeah, except for one thing. You should be here, standing with your arm around me here, and couldn't. Hey y'all, it's sure been a good year. It's one of those moments. It's got your name written all over it. And you know that if I had just one wish, it'd be that you didn't have to miss this. You should be here. You'd be taking way too many pictures on. You should be here.
talk with Cole Swindell this morning. Great song. You should be here.
Talking about being a fan, who musically are you a fan of? Who's on your playlist? Who are you listening to?
You know, honestly, this with me having an album come out, and it's hard to, you know, obviously Wallen's on the playlist. I like Jordan Davis stuff, but then just for old school, I mean, I'm 90s country, it's kind of my just go-to still. But I, every now and then there's a new artist comes out that I love. It's just, and honestly, being a new dad, I don't have time to listen to a whole lot. So, but there's, I don't know, there's so much out there right now, you know, so many great artists and music. I don't, who are y'all loving?
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, it's Carolina, tells California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina. Yeah, she knew every word by heart, didn't need no screen. Country fan like I am.
A huge 90s fan. There you go. She had me at Heads, Carolina tonight at the Toyota Center. Looking forward to it.
It's just great to talk with you, and we're going to see you out there on Friday night, buddy.
Likewise. Well, y'all tell everybody to come on out. It's going to be a great time. I'll see you there.
Cole Swindell, there you go. 1027 KORD. Got to wrap it up with one of the greats from Cole Swindell tonight, Toyota Center. Oh, it's going to be awesome. And, of course, Ain't Worth the Whiskey. Cole Swindell, 1027 KORD. Drinking Patty in the morning.
I've already moved on. I don't care what his name is. Girl, it is what it is. I won't waste a dime or the bartender's time trying to catch a buzz over the thought of us. But I'll drink to a country song, to another long work week gone.
Swindell tonight, Toyota Center. Super excited. Looking forward to seeing you the block as well as opening up there. And those who won tickets, enjoy the tickets. Enjoy.
We're going to have some fun.
And again, it's always great to talk with Cole and to talk about what's going on. And we've got a new baby. He's so busy. He's got a tour.
I know.
He's got so many great songs. We could list all the great Cole Swindell songs. We did a little, we did kind of our own little Cole Swindell mini concert.
Our own concert.
This morning,
I like it.
With all the big hits. So it's going to be pretty dang awesome tonight right there at the Toyota Center. Well, if you didn't know it, today is Haunted House Day. So have you ever lived in a haunted house, Patty? Or the house that you thought was haunted?
No, but I remember my dad gave me to the monsters at a haunted house.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tell us the story. What happened?
I bawled my eyes out. Dad.
Oh, Dad.
No, he was like, see you later.
Yeah. Oh, my
what?
Gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
see you later, Patty. See you later, Patty Joe.
See you later, Patty Joe.
They're going to take you. They're going to gobble you up. The zombies are going to gobble you up.
That was not a good time.
Oh, my gosh. So there's a great website, whodiedinyourhouse.com.
No.
So when you buy it, you can know if your house, if somebody had actually been killed.
Did you live in a haunted house, Rick?
No, not that I'm aware of. So none of that. I'm not a big haunted house kind of guy. I mean, yeah, I've done them. You know, we went to Scarywood years ago.
Yeah.
And when my kids were younger, we would go do these things. So, not my, you know, I mean, I know it's kind of like people love them. People love them.
Over on Sacagawea, they used to have a big haunted forest. That was a big deal.
I know in my hometown, there was a place called Charbonneau's that we thought was haunted.
Oh,
so
really?
As kids, we're like, hey, don't go walking past Charbonneau's. Yeah. Now, it was just a scary old house. Mm-hmm. I doubt that it was ever haunted, but that was
what
just...
What about a haunted cemetery?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. No, I prefer to stay away from this stuff.
Keep the lights on.
Exactly. I got no desire to run into a poltergeist or anything. So we're going to take some calls. 547-KORD. App chat us. Have you ever lived in a haunted house? And tell us if anything funny or what occurred or were you scared.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened? We want to know. Those calls are on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
749, number one for new country. It's 1027-KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Right now for you, 56 degrees, cloudy skies. A chance at $1,000 coming up this morning at 8:20, Patty.
Get those codes going, Rick.
Absolutely. Download the KORD mobile app, and we'll give that code in just about 30 minutes for you. Today is Haunted House Day. A lot of great... a lot of great haunted houses. We've got Field of Screams. We've got the Pure Evil Haunted House that's coming back. Project 13. A lot of great places to get scared here in the Tri-Cities. But we thought we'd toss it out to you guys. 547-KORD, 547-5673. Have you ever lived
in a haunted house?
In a haunted house. And did something strange or funny happen?
What happened?
Yeah, but taking your stories. And good morning, KORD. Good morning, KORD.
Hello?
I live in a haunted house.
Really?
Yes, I do. I have my nephew and my dad and my other nephew that haunts me when I'm not doing good.
Really? How so?
Yeah.
What happens?
Well, my nephew will pick up a pen and move it through the air.
Whoa, creepy.
And my dad will sing a song.
Oh, really?
My favorite song, yeah.
What song?
My other nephew, he throws a ball against the wall.
Okay, all right, so you got...
Because that's what he used to get in trouble for.
So throw a ball against the wall?
And they both told me they would haunt me if they died before me.
Oh.
And I said, no, I'm going to die before you, and I'm going to haunt you, because one of the nephews... died at 18 and the other one died at 23.
Way too young,
but they are haunting you right now.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, they are.
Wow.
Yeah, we enjoyed that conversation. She made us a believer because we were talking about it. And
she said they did all kinds of different things.
Yeah, exactly. At least you're being haunted by family. If you're thinking about
It sounds like you know them really well, too.
Yeah,
so
because you know what they're doing. You know
right?
what they're doing. So
I wouldn't have that. I'd be moving. See you later.
Patty and DJ and Jeff and Peaches would be out the door that quick. So, if you didn't know it, today is Haunted House Day, and these stories are awesome. Keep them coming. On the way, it's Rick and Patty, KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
It's tipsy. It's a bar song. It's 8:07. You got Rick. You got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Yes, we're trying to give you a chance at $1,000. That's coming up in just a little bit.
Just minutes away.
Yeah, about 10 minutes away from that. Well, it's opening this weekend, the Tri-City's most terrifying haunted experience. And the cool thing, it's Pure Evil Haunted House. Their website is pureevilhaunt.com. And they're located, they're going to be right next to the public market in downtown Kennewick in the big basement down there.
Oh, no.
And it's 50,000 square feet.
What?
So, yeah. So, you've got Pure Evil, the haunted house is there. Project 13, you might have heard that one before.
I have.
And then you've also got three escape rooms.
Oh,
so
my.
So, this is pretty cool. So, it's going to be a great weekend, and this is going to be fun, and of course, it opens up. And so, what we're going to do for you right now is we need a couple callers. We'll take them 547-KORD, 547-5673. We've got tickets for opening weekend. So, you're going to go on a will call list, and then you show up at the box office, and you'll get in to be, do this haunt. But it's this weekend only that you get to do it, okay?
Okay.
So, we need the next three callers, 547-KORD, 547-5673. If you want to experience the Tri-City's most terrifying haunted experience, Pure Evil Haunted House, we'll give you a chance right now. There you
listen
go.
Listen to that voice.
talk about being a creeper. That's me. All right, we'll take the next three callers. You guys win next. 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Get ready, Tri-Cities. It's the Pet Overpopulation Prevention Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, Saturday, October 18th from 11 to 3 at McCurley Subaru. Come meet adorable, adoptable dogs in the Subaru Dog Park and sweet cats in the garage. Enjoy half-off adoptions all day, local food vendors, pet-friendly shopping, and even a pet dress-up contest where the winner scores a mini detailing from McCurley Subaru. Don't miss your chance to bring home your new best friend and enjoy a fun-filled day for the entire family. The Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, October 18th at McCurley Subaru. Supported by McCurley Subaru, ASPCA. Committed to pets, families, and our community. Bailey Zimmerman, Luke Combs, the backup plan. And the code again is 606-606. We're so used to saying so many numbers over here.
Are you sure about that? What is it?
606. It's so easy to be dyslexic and get them all messed up. So 606. And there you go, for a chance at $1,000. And again, next week will be our final week with another $10,000.
Where'd the time go?
It goes quick.
Are you kidding me?
It goes quick, yeah. So right now for that $1,000, it is 606. So good luck with that. All right, we're going to tie this off. Other People's Problems this morning brought to you by Cliff Septic. And Kelly in Kennewick's got a situation. What's going on here?
Well, she was looking at her husband's text messages, and she found out that she's known as the warden. I think that's funny.
You think it's funny?
Actually, yeah. She glanced at a text message from his friend. She goes, it was harmless till I scroll down and I see that my husband refers to me as the warden. I'm not happy about this. When I confronted him, he said, well, it's just a harmless nickname. I demand an apology. He said he shouldn't have to apologize and that I need a better sense of humor.
All right.
What's your opinion about my nickname? Don't you think you should apologize, or am I just being oversensitive? Kelly and Kennewick.
Jason says the warden is a hilarious nickname.
I think so, too.
Michelle says it's rude, but a forced apology isn't worth anything, and that is from Michelle.
As long as he isn't saying it to your face or in public when you're around, I don't see anything wrong with it. That's from Mary.
All right. Natalie says you're monitoring his texts, so maybe that nickname fits.
Mm. That's what Jessica says. It sounds accurate.
Wow.
Take a step back. Reevaluate how you act and treat him. That's from Maureen.
Wow. Salibia says, does this happen often? Are you feeling you're raising another child as opposed to having a partner?
Did you see what Katie says?
What's Katie saying?
Well, at least he doesn't refer to you as the B word.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean...
Wow, so you guys...
Most people are like, hey, it's a nickname. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, Matt says, I mean, this post alone is kind of the proof that the nickname is true. That being said, a husband should respect his wife both publicly and privately.
Michelle says it's rude, but a forced apology.
Obviously, there's a reason for it. You do make a great point. There's a reason for it. So do I think that this means,
If you're reading his text,
clear you don't trust him. I mean,
right.
I don't read my husband's phone.
No.
I do if it's out, but I don't go out of my way to snoop.
Number one, as my wife knows, I lose my phone all the time. I'm like, where's my phone? Yeah, yeah. So my phone's scattered through the house where I've last forgotten where I left it. So she's got access to it anytime she wants.
You're like, I'm not hiding anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Me neither.
I've left it all over the house and I'm like, can you call me? Can you call me? I can't find my phone.
Yes, same here.
And then it's in the couch, cushions or something
like
that.
Where you last dropped it.
So, surprisingly, this went way different than I thought. I thought a lot of people were going to jump in and say, hey, yeah, you don't deserve that nickname, but now a lot of people are saying, yeah, you kind of sort of do on this one.
Well,
so you might want to reevaluate your relationship and how you handle your husband's social media.
I would hope I'm not known as the warden.
Better ask Jeff today. Better ask Jeff today.
I still think, you know, the old lady. Really? The old ball and chain.
It's interesting. So
my old lady.
Megan is the only person in my phone that has her photo. Like, you know how you can put a photo of somebody?
Yeah, I put photos of people.
Yep.
Yeah,
nope. Megan is the only person in my phone who's got a photo. That's it. She's the only one, you know?
Wow.
And no one else has it. So, and then I think it just says Megan. I don't think it says anything. It doesn't say wifey or babe, you know?
Hey, did you like the photo I sent of you and me?
Yeah.
I go, hey, Rick, here's you and me when we were heavier.
Yeah, lost all that weight. Lost all that weight. Maybe might use that for your next phone photo there, Patty. So there you go. All right, Kelly, did our best to solve it for you. Chime in. You guys still have time to chime in on this one. Do you agree or disagree? Is she the warden? Ooh, a lot of people are agreeing that she's the warden. So
you better not refer to Megan as the warden.
Not mine, no. Not
she's not.
She could care less what I do. She could honestly care
she's
less.
She's the fun one.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I would not put her as the fun one, but I mean, she's...
I think she's the fun one.
Wow, really? Okay.
You don't think so?
All right. Hang on. Where's my phone? I think I'm going to put the B word in there for somebody.
Oh, wow.
I'm kidding. All right. Did our best, Kelly. Chime in, 547-KORD. App chat us what you would do in the situation. We want to know. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.